Well, you knew this might happen. Divorce filings are skyrocketing from quarantine-weary and financially stressed couples, according to top matrimonial attorneys who are experiencing a 50% rise in inquiries from potential clients. According to leading family law experts, some couples forced to spend time together while quarantined in cramped apartments or even in expensive pads have not fared well during the outbreak. Making matters worse, dramatic sways in financial markets will further spur a wave of wealthy divorces because richer spouses may decide they want out while their net worth dips, according to some lawyers. This potentially helps them avoid larger settlements. That's what the legal experts have to say. Let's see what the shrinks have to say. Let's check in right now with Dr. John Duffy, a psychologist, nationally recognized expert in relationships and best-selling author. Al, how you coping, Doc?
I'm doing okay, Bob. So far, my marriage seems to be doing all right, as far as I've heard.
So we all want to know how to maintain our sanity and stay positive. Are we supposed to structure our time or just play it loose right now?
I'd have to say both. We need to have some new temporary normal, especially those of us with kids. But all of us really need this. Some structure to our day where we get some work done during the day, but it doesn't have to be perfect. So if you're a perfectionist out there, a type A person, do not expect that you're going to be great at this or you're going to get a whole lot done in these days. But you need to have some structure, some time for sleep and some time for work and some time for exercise. But you also need to have some loose time and be reasonable that, this is a very unusual, odd time. It is okay if some of your time is loose and unstructured and you're just hanging out or reading or meditating or relaxing or taking a walk. That is not the end of the world. So I think a little bit of both is going to get us through this reasonably well.
As a psychologist, what's your biggest concern during this crisis?
So you keep hearing about this curve, right? That kind of shows the trajectory of the virus. I'm picturing a second curve, Bob, that kind of runs right behind it that shows our collective emotional distress, So I'm concerned that if we don't tend to ourselves emotionally, if we don't take care of ourselves, take care of our families, that curve is not going to flatten very fast. But that's going to linger up in the high zone for a very long time. And my field isn't going to be able to kind of contain all the anxiety and all the depression that's coming. So my plea to people these days is really work to take care of yourself emotionally. And I know that's a lot to stack on top of everything else we're supposed to be doing. But if we can do that, I think we're preventing the next global crisis, which would be about emotional distress.
Interesting point. All of us argue at one time or another, and you're not going to get along with your mate all the time. And during these times, disputes don't take a break. So how do you vent? I mean, how do you handle that? Because everything is magnified. Anything negative would be magnified now, wouldn't it?
You're so right, yes. And disputes don't take a break. In fact, going on the assumption that we're early in this crisis, I find that disputes in families and especially among couples are kind of like heightened, just like you were saying at the top here. And so what couples need to do is two things. One is to protect some time together. So that's not happening in a lot of families, but needs to. And that would look like, sitting down, having a cup of coffee, and just talking about, checking in and talking about how we're doing. How are you doing? Are you making it through this okay? Maybe a couple of in-jokes, and not about the crisis, not about the kids, just about each other and checking in. And then protect some time apart, too. So one thing I'm hearing from couples is, we're not used to spending every waking and sleeping minute together, and this isn't normal for a relationship. So I think it's reasonable to spend some time apart, take a walk, be in different parts of the house for at least part of the day so that whatever might be seething between you can be tamped down a little bit. Otherwise, you might find yourselves in conflict you can't really finagle your way out of very readily.
Yeah, too much togetherness, not necessarily a good thing. You got to take a break. And I know the lakefront and areas are closed off, and the mayor doesn't want large groups congregating. But it's got to be as good for your mind to go out for a walk or get some exercise as it is for your body. I was reading something the other day about our lymphatic systems and how they're connected to the immune system. And actually, when you go out, even for a brisk walk, it's a great way to stimulate everything. And your immune system kind of depends on that, doesn't it?
You're 100% right, Bob. Yes, the best way to manage our immune systems and make them as resilient as they can be right now is to control that cortisol, that emergency crisis liquid that flows through our system. And part of that is exercising. I don't know a better antidote to that, including sitting in my office and talking for an hour. You know, if you're moving, even if it's just a walk, or you're down in the basement, you're moving some weights around a little bit, that is going to be better for you than virtually anything else. And I think more and more of us are foregoing that, and we need to get back to that, back to making that part of our new temporary normal on a daily basis. I totally agree.
I'll tell you something. In the last couple of weeks, it seems like every afternoon, one day I have swollen glands. The next day, I think I have a fever. The next day, I have body aches. And in all cases, as soon as I went outside and went for a walk or lifted some light weights or even watched a comedy, all the symptoms went away.
You are mirroring exactly what a lot of my clients are saying is, like, you know, once they get out of their heads, and usually that means getting outside, even if it means just like doing some yard work and staying right on your property, your mind clears. And some of those obsessive compulsive thoughts that we're now encouraged to have, right? We're supposed to be washing our hands constantly. We're supposed to be keeping our distance. And we're very, very vigilant for these symptoms all the time. And so to take a break from that and just get out and breathe, that your mind clears awfully quickly. And for those of us who are home all the time, in the house, with the same people, watching the same screens, it's hard to get to that place where you feel normal for a while.
Dr. John Duffy, I appreciate the tips. We all need them, especially right now. Stay in touch, will you?
Absolutely, Bob. Thank you.